Studies suggest that a drug that millions of Americans take to lower cholesterol may help people with multiple sclerosis. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, experts are urging doctors and patients to wait for evidence that it works in humans.
Some years ago, doctors noticed that heart transplant patients taking cholesterol-lowering drugs were less likely to suffer organ rejection than patients not taking these drugs. The drugs, called statins, were damping down the immune system. Some experts wondered if statins would help with multiple sclerosis, since it's caused by overactive immunity. A California group tested a widely used statin drug on mice suffering from a disease that mimics MS. Dr. Scott Zamville says the results were dramatic.
We were able to take atorvastatin, which is Lipitor, and show that we could prevent mice from developing paralysis if we gave the drug during the onset of disease. We also showed that we could reverse paralysis when we gave the drug after these mice began experiencing the second attack, and it suppressed further episodes of paralysis.
Zamville's lab at the University of California at San Francisco and colleagues at Stanford found that atorvastatin blocks immune system chemicals toxic to nerve cells. It promotes the production of protective chemicals and immune cells. Their report appears in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Zamville gets funding from the makers of atorvastatin. This and other statin studies are stirring interest among MS experts.
I think there's good reason to be excited about the findings.
Stephen Reingold is with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. It helped fund the study along with the government. Reingold says people with MS urgently need better treatments. Current drugs for MS have to be injected, and they're only modestly effective.
They're not cures. They're not preventions. And people who are using them, and many are still experiencing the consequences of their disease.
But Reingold points out that statins can cause liver and muscle damage. That might be a problem in the high doses that worked in mice. Mouse studies don't impress some people with MS. Richard Correggio has had the disease for more than two decades. He runs a website for people with MS. This isn't the first time he's heard glowing reports about success in treating the mouse version.
If you're a mouse, you must be happy. But I'm not. And the people I work with are not. They're humans, and they get MS.
They don't get the mouse version. Correggio is reserving judgment until he sees the results of human studies.
And we can stand and say, son of a gun, look at that, it's great. Or son of a gun, you know, another false lead. I don't know which way we're going to go on this. We'll find out.
Not soon enough for the nation's 350,000 MS sufferers. Many of them might be tempted to start using statins right now. Human trials have begun, but researchers urge MS patients and their doctors to hold off until the results of those human studies are in. Richard Knox, NPR News.